Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, welcome to That's Life Podcast. I'm your host, Abby Murphy, and this is a Christian podcast dedicated to navigating the transitions of life and how to do it through a Christian lens. I'm so happy that you're here. Pull up a chair, grab a coffee, come as you are, and listen to the word of the Lord and the plan that He has for your life. Because it's hard to have it all figured out, but we can help each other together in the community of Christ. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Stay tuned to hear more. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy, and today I am joined with a very special guest.
Hi, it's Abby's mom.
So sorry, headphone users. She just screamed in your ear.
I was not screaming.
She was screaming a little bit. We're going to move the mic a little bit closer to you because...
Because I'm screaming?
No, because what mom does is she talks on... You talk on the microphone, and then you'll say something like this. And then you'll say something like this. Then you'll say something. And so,
I'm sorry, I'm not a professional podcaster.
It's okay. We can't all be professional podcasters, and that's just how that's life.
That's
and
life.
The air fryer is already beeping. So I wanted to film a podcast with mom, and of course, in true motherly fashion, right when I want to start something, she goes and does 8 million other things, and That's really annoying, actually.
You know what? Fair, because I've just watched this lovely sermon on you have to be honest about things. So, yes, that is a true statement.
And I'm being honest, so I'm just ministering
just
to my
be
mother.
Honest. So, yeah.
Please don't.
Sorry.
It's sensitive right now, Mom.
So, yeah, that is true. That is fair. But I also wanted to have lunch after this, so I just stuck a potato in the air fryer. But
I have to go to work, and if my mother is just taking all the time just to make her darn
sweet
potato.
This is off to a great start.
Every time you kick the table, it picks up in the microphone.
Am I kicking it?
Yeah, you are. It's going boom,
this boom. Are we having fun yet?
Yeah, I'm just roasting my... Okay, listen, I'm emotional right now, everybody,
I have to take it.
And this is why for today's podcast, you don't have to take it.
That's
a podcast episode somewhere where it's like, I don't need to take my emotions out on other people, but I'm also a child. Anyways.
You're an adult.
Well, until I'm 21, I'm still basically a child. I can still use the I'm a child card as an excuse until I don't want to use it in other scenarios where I'm an adult.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a fun little 3-year gap of that. 19,
to your advantage.
20, 21.
To your advantage. Yeah.
So anyways, so as I was saying, I've been very emotional lately, and you can tell on the podcast because if you've been listening like consistently or just listened to the past couple podcasts, life has been really hard, and I encourage you to go out and to go see what those are about. Because it's tough, but my mother has been here to help me through it all. And
I'm really proud of you for how you've handled it because you've dealt with it and you've had the grief and you've done the thing. And
it's really comforting though. Like when people will come up to me and they'll be like, oh, hey, like, how are you doing? And I like don't have to explain to them what happened. Like they like already know because of things on social media or like a bunch of people from Bowling Green have been following and supporting me and seeing what I've been posting on Instagram. And it just means a lot to know that they like know the journey, and it doesn't have to be like this constant communication or this constant like, oh, well, like, let's have a phone call and talk about your feelings. Like, they're just kind of like, hey, we know what's going on and we know you're struggling.
Because
right
it's
now.
Not always easy to talk about it all the time either, as you're still processing.
Yeah. Anyways, before we get into today's episode, I thought we would keep it a little more lighthearted. For those of you that are new, I'm a theater kid. I'm a musical theater kid, and I just got done doing a show. And that's what all this drama is about. And I was supposed to live in Texas until December, but now I'm here. Now, and if you want to know why, go listen to last week's episode. Or maybe it's the week before, but I think it's last week because it was living in limbo. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'm here with my mom, and today we're going to lighten up the load
And we're going to play a little fun game and just a little get to know you fun times. Because Christians can have fun too. And it doesn't always have to be super serious and emotional. My mom's dancing right now, and I think
if you were videoing this right now, I'd be killing it.
I think she was just continuing to dance until I alerted everybody on the podcast that she was dancing.
No, I was just getting ready for the moment.
She wants all of the attention today.
Yeah, that's
beeping on her
that's
air fryer
right.
and her
that's
dancing.
Me.
And I'm so sorry, Mom.
I'm the performer.
The one right
I'm
now.
The performer, the one that wants the attention.
If you can't tell, I'm having some angst, some deep anger inside of me right now.
But not towards me.
But before we get started into our fun little lighthearted game, I want to play a little segment that was just spur the moment on to me right now that I just came up with in my head.
Literally just now.
What's that drink? Because Mom and I are both drinking things right now. Mm. And and now we're going to explain it. So, my beverage of choice today. You can hear that sound. Guess what it is. You guessed it. If you guessed iced coffee with a metal straw. Let me take a sip. A little ASMR for you this morning. Mm. In my coffee today, I change it up every time. I did cold brew and almond milk, even though I'm not lactose intolerant, but like I kind of like to think that I am because it does in fact make me go to the restroom, also known as poo. And then I put ice in there. I put a little bit of cinnamon. I put a couple dashes of peppermint extract and a little bit of vanilla extract and a couple packets of stevia. Mix it all together and you know that it's the best of both worlds. The end. Mom, your turn.
So first one, I don't have any fun noises because see, I'm shaking it and nothing's happening. That's my morning drink.
This is horrible.
This one.
This is horrible.
When I take a drink right now, I might actually cough because
it actually smells so bad.
This is my morning. I don't do coffee just because I've never liked coffee. So I do apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, and cayenne pepper.
It stinks up the car. You can smell
it. It smells like you're dying Easter eggs.
If you're in within 5 to 6 feet of her, you smell she's chugging the rest of it.
Finish that.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, if you're in 5-6 feet of her, it's disgusting. Okay, she's moving on.
Yeah.
You can smell it, though. It's bad. It reeks.
Okay. So now that we've just bashed on my little morning drink.
I'm just roasting you for
all
6 minutes straight
right now.
That's
so fun. So I do my shake in the morning, and it's kind of, sometimes it's in addition to breakfast. It just depends. But sometimes if I'm in a hurry, I just take it. So I just try to get all my vitamins, all my good stuff in. So it's like kale and spinach and hemp seeds and flax seeds and chia seeds and peanut butter and all the stuff. Used to put a banana. Don't really like bananas, though. So do that, and then I'll have something else with it breakfast-wise later. But this is what I chug right now. Abby thinks it's disgusting.
It looks disgusting.
I mean, it does look disgusting, but it...
No,
you know what?
It looks disgusting, y'all.
Well, so, I mean, but see, to me, yours looks disgusting.
It's coffee.
Right, but I don't like coffee, so to me...
Okay, but yours looks like puke. It's literally green.
It does. I'll admit. It looks a little...
I was going to say, I'll post a picture of what it looks like on Friday morning when this uploads. I'll post a picture on the Instagram.
It looks like a dirty diaper.
Because it's not worth the main post of
no.
having it last there forever. But I'll put... It looks like you're drinking diarrhea. And it's on her lip. Right now, and she wants me to get her a napkin, but I don't know if I should.
Come on. Yeah. Diarrhea? I just said a dirty
diarrhea.
Diaper.
Because this sound is satisfying.
And see? This sound? You're just hearing
that's
the jingle
literally
at
the sound of the lid.
Okay.
Because it has to lock because of how green it is. Because if it spills, it'll stain. And it'll be a nasty stain shade of green.
I do put chocolate in here.
Anyways, we're moving on now. So now we're going to play a fun little game I like to call Kids Ask Their Mother. So I'm going to position.
Are we praying first or is this before we pray?
No, we'll still pray.
Okay.
No, don't you even worry. We're still going to pray.
Don't you fear.
But I'm going to position myself to where you can't see these questions. They're not like crazy questions. They're just like get to know.
And if you've never listened to Abby before, we don't do prep before, so this is always a little interesting,
kind of
so
like here.
Bear with me.
I literally texted Mom as I was coming home, and I was like, want to film a podcast? Because I was trying to think of what I was going to talk about this week, and I was like, I've been so down the past couple of weeks that I just want to lift my spirits. Also, I will give you guys a little update that my life in Bowling Green is really fun right now. And I'm lifeguarding and I'm playing pickleball every night and I'm hanging out with my friends. And I just feel like a kid. And it's a really nice feeling to have, to finally feel like somewhat settled and just getting used to more slow-paced life, which I don't really know if I like, but I feel like that's what I need right now because that's what I was given. So I'm just trying to, like, pour into working as hard as I can in a job that I kind of just sit all day compared to, like, a job where I was, like, on my feet all the time and literally living my dream. It's hard to have that transition, but I'm loving it and I'm thankful for the people I get to work with and the family I get to come home to. And, yeah, that's that. That's the end. Okay, enough of this. It's been 10 minutes of an intro, and it's time to pray. Would you like to pray, Mother?
Oh, you want me to pray? Okay. Dear God, thank you so much for this day and just this time to be with Abby on this podcast and to be for all the listeners to hear our joy and fun. And I just pray that you speak through us and let people hear what you want them to hear. And just help this be light like Abby wants it to be. And just be with us and guide us through and our words and help it be fun and let the listeners enjoy. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So for those of you that are new listeners, I know I've gained a lot of new listeners, which, hey, if you're a new That's For Lifer, welcome to the club. It's a potty in here. Also, Mom came up with that, the potty.
I got so, that's when Dad and I took it over while Abby was in Hawaii, and I said it, and Dad didn't want me to say it, and
that was like back when I did hashtag that's, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But anyways, for my new listeners, this is my mother, and she's been on quite a few episodes, like a lot of episodes, because she was part of the influence of why I even started a podcast in the first place. So this is going to be a great way for you guys to get to know her. They're just some silly questions. They're not super like deep philosophical questions, but I'm sure we just go with the flow, and it's hard for both of us to get together and not talk about our faith and the Lord. But these are just some silly questions to get the ball rolling, introduce my mother to you, and just kind of have a breath of fresh air for this week. So question number one, do you remember the houses that you lived in as a kid? Which one did you like the best?
Yes. Crazy thing is...
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh. Lovely.
That's my coffee.
The houses I lived in were, I only lived growing up, I only had one house that I lived in for life, really. And that's unusual, at least in our life. We haven't done that.
Yeah, I lived in two, three.
You've lived in two.
I lived in two, but we lived with Mama, which was my grandma.
Yeah, that was temporary.
That felt like I lived there. I was like 4 months or something.
Yeah. But my house, so I did live in a house. I was born in New Jersey, and I lived in a house there. And we moved there when I was four to Alabama. Mm-hmm. And so the house I lived in New Jersey.
And Mom was country.
Well, it's funny because you start out as being born in New Jersey, and I have heard I was quite a Yankee as a toddler. And then that house, I sort of think I remember more from pictures, like, and hearing about it. And then the house that I grew up in was in Alex City, Alabama, on Lake Martin. And it was a beautiful, beautiful setting and great house. And really, that's where I lived until I got married. And then I got married. We lived in an apartment in Alex City called the Russell Apartments. Tiny, I could sit and eat dinner and do my laundry and have the refrigerator all in one spot. That was kind of fun.
I was going to say, I'm sad for when I actually like go live in a house because I love just everything being so close and like just all in one little area. Like I love that. Even in Texas, it was like, oh, I have to go up the stairs to get something and now I have to go back downstairs.
Yeah, I think it comes full circle because, like, when I had that, everything small, I kind of wanted more. Then we had, I guess, two houses in Atlanta. We got moved to Georgia, and we had...
So what is this now? House number four?
Okay, so house I was born in, New Jersey, that's one. House in Alex City, two. Apartment in Alex City. Well, during college years, we just are not going to talk about, because those were dorms and different living.
Do you want to
take too long? Okay, and then moved to Georgia. We were in the first house when Morgan was a baby. That was on Winford Chase, or in Winford Chase. I love that house too. That was nice. And then you were born there, and then we moved to our fourth house, which is in Ackworth. And that's Dad's favorite house. That house in Ackworth was Dad's favorite house. And then we got moved to Bowling Green, and that's our fifth house. So we've had five houses.
So which one was your favorite?
I haven't had my favorite yet.
What?
Yeah, I haven't had my favorite. I've liked them all. I did love the Atlanta second house in Ackworth, like Dad's, but I don't know that it was my favorite. And the house, I love our house here too, but I don't know that I've had my favorite. I have a hard time with favorites.
I was going to say, I personally haven't lived in my favorite house yet, but it's because I want a white house. I want a house that feels open with a lot of windows and a lot of light. And I'm loving these brown shades in here, but I know it's not for me.
Well, believe me, I'm ready for the light too, but...
Yeah. But I feel like that's also kind of a trend. I just want a lot of natural light in my house. And, like, I don't want blinds. I want, like, open windows. Even if people see me, I don't care. I'm like, that means that it's open. But I don't know how I'm going to have that in my high-rise New York apartment. So, we'll see. Anyways, okay. What did you have as a child that kids today don't have? Like, toys or really anything. Like back in the olden days.
Back in the olden days, what did I have that kids don't have today?
Yeah.
Honestly, more time to be creative because you didn't have phones and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I had imagination stuff that you, because we didn't have all that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like even today, like young kids, which I don't know because I'm not like a young kid, but like young kids get together and they're like, hey, want to make...
TikToks
or play this, which is fine because that's also like a form of being creative. Like I remember making music videos with my friends and like doing that kind of stuff, but it just scares me that like what else you're seeing, because like for us, like we would make video stars when I was young, and that's like basically just like a music, like you just pick a song and you make music videos, but you don't like post it anywhere, you don't see it, like it's strictly just stays for you and your eyes only, and like there wasn't anything else to like compare it to or to look at. And I'm like, young kids nowadays are like scrolling and seeing these things and comparing themselves, and it just doesn't feel open, I guess. Which I guess people would say that about me too, but like for you, I feel like
I think the other thing too, I think the other thing too is like freedom. The kids today don't have freedom like we had when we were younger, because like when you go out with your friends, you know, like when I was a kid or ride my bike to the wherever I was riding my bike to or do things, you know, parents then, well, A, they didn't even have cell phones to talk and see where you were. So it was like, bye, be back at this time. And that was
so
it.
So you could be
bye.
A troublemaker.
Bye. See ya.
But now I have to be the angel.
But
kid.
And I wasn't a troublemaker. And not at that time, I wasn't. No, seriously. But I think what's happened is our world is so different today. That, like,
I don't know if our world is different, like, more dangerous or less dangerous. I just think things are more highlighted and
you hear it on the news, and then that sparks it more. Yeah. I think it might have been a little safer back then because everybody didn't see everything.
That's what I'm saying, is that people see stuff and then it plants ideas and,
then
it grows and grows.
And the other people, like even the,
But I mean, there was still...
There was bad
stuff.
There's
always been bad stuff, but no.
Yeah.
I think we're saying the same thing, but yeah. But I mean, then again, it's like, if you just keep thinking about, it just has to come to a point. Even I, like, could sit and think about raising my children and I get so... scared and nervous for like even the future of in 10 years, like what is that gonna be like. But then that's literally, I just have to turn to the Lord, because there is nowhere else I can go in my mind or in even the world itself that will like allow peace and let me know things are okay. But like I'm lucky enough that I have a faith and have a foundation that allows me to be like, you know what, at the end of the day, He's got it.
Well, and the thing
He's
that helps
so much
me,
bigger.
He loves my children more than I love my children, which is hard for a mother to really comprehend. But when I get in those places of being concerned. I'm like, okay, he loves her more than me, so I don't have to worry. He's got her, and I trust him.
You know what would be a cool podcast episode to do? Maybe we do this as, like, a bonus episode or something. But, like, we write, like, a how-to, like, we pretend, like, 10 years from now, I'm starting to raise my child, and we write, like, a how-to raise a child in 2030 and do, like, that. Because I'm, like, I want to... I don't want to plan out my child's life because the Lord has the plan, but like he also has given me the job of being a parent and producing and raising a family. And like mom and I were talking about this morning. It's like, yes, allow the Lord to do what he's going to do, but he also gives you the freedom to work and the freedom to choose and the freedom, the free will to say, oh, well, you know, you can make this decision for yourself. Like you can choose how you want to raise your kid. Like, are you going to give them a phone when they're 12 or when they're 16 or blah, 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 blah. So that would be cool to like, like kind of go through that. And I don't know, like, I feel like in today's day and age, like right now I could sit here and be like, I don't want my elementary school kid to have a phone, but like,
well, what would,
but like 5-7 years down the road, I'm like, yeah. I feel like it's going to be impossible for them not to have a phone. All their school's going to be on their phone. Like,
yeah. It'll be interesting if you put something on a podcast. What you say now and what you parent will, I know for a fact, will change. Because who you are now, who you are then, who it is in the world then around you, all the things change.
Yeah.
But until you have that child, you... think you know what you're going to do, and you want to say, I'll never do, don't say I'll never do this or I'll never do that, because
I always that'll have haunt said you. I'll never put an iPad screen in front of my kid's face while we're at like a public dinner, like in a restaurant. And I just know, like, if they're screaming, but I really, I don't,
I think,
like,
no, I think that's real. That. I think you
maybe
can
give them like, no, I'd give them like a Rubik's cube or like a coloring book or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I just never want my kid to grow up thinking that the screen is where...
the priorities are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, but I also think about raising, like, my children in faith. This is, like, a whole tangent, but it's kind of fun. But, like, raising my children in faith and, like, I don't ever want to, like, force them to read their Bible or to go to church. But it's almost a matter of, like, I feel like I'm just going to lead by example. Mm-hmm. Because your children, like, pick up what you do. And I don't want to sit and be like, okay, now you have to have Bible time. But I'm also like, but should I?
Yeah.
Because I want them to read it and understand it. But if they're just reading it to check it off a list, like, I don't want them to view reading the Bible as just a checklist kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is tough. You know?
Yeah.
What would Kelly do?
I mean, honestly, when y'all...
I feel like I just kind of grew up... wanting to.
Well, when y'all were little, like, see, some stuff you probably don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
I would pray with you at your bed, not just...
I remember that. I would sing the songs every night and...
Well, and then we would start as you got older. For a while, it's fine to do it one way, but then you're developing and growing and changing. And I would pray my prayer that I prayed in front of you first and then let you pray, because it sort of showed you... because you don't ever hear people's prayers if they don't say it out loud. So it kind of showed you, this is how I pray. Now, that's not mean. It doesn't mean you have to pray that way. And then you would pray your prayers. And we kind of take turns. And it kind of just, and even sometimes when we had hard stuff, you didn't know this, but like if we ever had something going on, I could pray it to God with you there and kind of say, forgive me for this. Or, you know, I hate that that happened today, or I'm sorry. And it's also between you, God, and me that lets... that's kind of a cool space.
Yeah. Would you say that, like, your act at that age, your actions speak louder than your words?
Yes. At the younger ages?
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes, like, I mean, at older ages, I feel like that is the same.
I think modeling always.
But I mean, when you're young, like.
Young, like, you mean as a parent?
Right. Like, I don't know actions. I don't know what my brain was thinking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When you're so young, you really have to model. You're right. You have to model what you want them to do. If you want them to be forgiving and you want them to do this or that, you have to show forgiveness. If you don't want them yelling and being rude, you can't sit there and yell and be rude to people.
Right.
If you don't want them cussing, you can't walk around your house dropping all the words, you know?
Dropping all the poops.
Yeah.
All the shoots.
All the stuff. So, yeah, model, I think, is huge. Well, just like Jesus, like we have to walk the walk. I can't just sit here and read my Bible and then go walk out the door and start doing other things. Because if I call myself a Christian, then people are going to be like, wait, is that what that looks like? So you have to.
Right. I feel like we. Sorry. I feel like we overcomplicate it too.
True.
And it's like, just go with the flow. It's going to be okay.
Go with the flow.
Okay, anyways, question number four. Think of some relatives who have passed away in the last few years. What would they be doing right now if they were with you? I just think Papa.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mom's mom, we call Mama, and Papa passed
15 years ago.
But I knew Papa because Dad's side of the family, Nana, Papa passed. But Papa passed when I was like a baby. Like baby.
You were, yeah.
Like, I don't even think I was one. I don't know. But I don't remember him. Like,
yeah, you were a toddler.
But I remember Papa.
Mm-hmm. Well, Papa also lived two blocks down the road from you, so you saw him more.
But those are the only people, really, I know in the family who have passed. Mm-hmm. I know.
So what was the, it said, what would he be,
what would they be doing right now if they were with you?
So what would Papa be doing if he were with you? Yeah, I'm turning the question on you.
If Papa was with me right now, he would be, I feel like we would be just doing everything together. I feel like I was a Papa's girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he was still here, I feel like we would be best friends, like, doing everything together. Like, I would go fishing. I mean, you can't go fishing in Boise.
But you'd be, yeah.
If we were on, like, trips at the beach, it would be, like, Abby and Papa are going out on the boat. Which, not to, like, choose myself as the favorite. But I just see pictures of him and, like, I don't know. He played
with y'all.
He played with us all the time. And I feel like now we would, I mean, depending on his health, like, we would go on walks or go sit on a bench and do whatever. Like, I feel like I could see him, like, doing chalk with me on the side of the road or, like, something.
Yeah.
He just, which I don't know what he was like with you growing up, but with me and seeing him, he was always the one who got to our level and did stuff with us.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think y'all came at a great time in his life because I think he started finally figuring it out that he needed to. He lived most of his life working. And
sounds
finally,
like a lot of the men in our family.
Yeah. So he got
Mom's side of the family.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I don't, as far as people that had died recently, my most recent death in the family would have been Joe Mayen in South Carolina, my dad's brother's husband. I mean, my dad's sister's husband. Yep. My dad's sister's husband. He was an amazing, just God-fearing man and so wonderful. And even when things were the worst, he was
so
always
sweet.
Checking on you. And so right now, if he were still here, he'd probably be sitting in his garage on his little swing he had in his garage. And he would just be loving life. But that's the most recent one.
What would Papa be doing if he's with you right now? Probably hanging out with me.
If Papa were here right now, he'd probably be at the beach. And we'd probably be going to join him for the 4th of July, and we'd all go on his boat.
Here.
Oh, if he were here, like in Bowling Green?
In this house.
Like right now.
At
number one, Papa wouldn't be sitting.
That's true.
Papa, I always think of you and Papa and me as very similar. Mm-hmm. Papa would be like, he would be working out in the yard. And now that's not like me at all. But he's just very busy. He would be working in the yard. He'd be taking a walk. He would be just whatever he could do
just
to
like
be busy.
Mm-hmm. He'd probably be on this podcast.
Now, he would be a great person on the podcast.
I feel like he'd be such a good one. I'm trying to get Mama on the podcast.
Good luck.
Everyone go to Mary Adams on Instagram and DM her and say, you need to go on the podcast. You need to go on the podcast. I've been begging this woman to be on the podcast because we go on vacations together, whatever. She's available, like she can. And she doesn't want to because she's just like, I don't have anything to say. I'm like, Mama, you have more knowledge than all of us combined, as she is, not to call her out, but the oldest. I mean, she gave birth to everyone, every guest that I've had on here. Well, not every guest.
No.
I've had, but every, like, Murphy family or Adams family.
Adams
guest.
Family, yeah.
Anyways, okay. Besides the point. Question number six. When you were a teenager and young adult, who did you go to for advice? And looking back, was it good advice?
When I was a teenager or a young adult, who did I go to for advice? I mean, I was always going to my mom.
Really?
Always. Like, it was always my mom. Now, when I got married, a lot of times it was my dad, because it, like, when it came to financial and like business, business was my dad, but everything else was my mom always. And yes, that was a good person to go to. Now, I would have liked to have said when I was young, God was the first person I went to. But unfortunately, at that time in my life, I was going straight to my mom.
Would you say now that has kind of shifted?
I've been trying to be more, a lot more focused. It's still, like, as a human,
I feel like our gut reaction.
It's hard. Like, if something really big happens, exciting or bad, I don't get me wrong. Obviously, he knows it right then, and I want to say it to him. But my that human response is pick up the phone and... Especially if it's, well, if it's good or bad, you want somebody on the other end going, oh my gosh, like good, or oh my gosh, I'm here for you. Not that God can't do that. That was one of my big things recently that I was like, okay, pray before you pick up the phone. You know, still, it's okay to do both. I can, God's given me those people, right, to talk to and to put them in my life for that human reaction. Mm-hmm. But I need to give thanks to him first. Hey, yeah. Thank you. And during your move and season of all that, it was really, that was a season that it was so, like, I felt like I was definitely going to him first in everything.
That's so good.
Yeah, wow. It was great. It was growth for me in that move as well.
I feel like it's so easy to, it's like, it's a hard, the air fryer's beeping, just if you guys want to know. I'm just keeping you guys updated. They won't be able to hear it, but I can hear it. But I feel like it's so easy to kind of like, get twisted, like the line between like going to the Lord first, but also like he puts people in your life to seek advice from and to listen to advice from. But when that starts taking priority over his word, like when people's words start taking priority over his word, that's when, I mean, quite frankly, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. I hate ever saying anything on the podcast where it's like, this is right and this is wrong, because who am I to say what's right and wrong? Only God knows what's right and wrong. But like that's given to us in the Bible, like have no other gods above me, says the Lord. Like if God is saying in his word, you know, you read in the Bible, whatever statement, thou shalt not, whatever. And then I'm going to one of my friends who I'm seeking advice from, and they say, quite frankly, the opposite. It's kind of like, well, you know what's right. It was told to you. But there are other situations where it's like I go to someone and I seek advice from them because I'm struggling, or even I'm praying for someone to give the words of confirmation or whatever, and the Lord provides that. And you know, there's just this fine line between like That's another important thing, is like the people that you hold closest and hold like in a priority in your life, those are the people who you should seek. Like the people you want to be like are the people you should seek advice from.
And so you need to make sure.
Because if you're seeking advice from like the popular kids in school, but they kind of make you feel bad about yourself every once in a while. Yeah. It's like, well, do you want to be the person that makes other people feel kind of bad about themselves? So then don't seek advice.
Right.
From
right.
them. Or like if someone's talking to you about someone else and then you're like, well, what should I do in this situation? It's like, how much value do their words really hold? Because they're talking about someone else behind their back. Like, why wouldn't they do the same about you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just some things to think about.
For sure.
Okay. Now we're going to lighten the question. What was your favorite movie or book when you were my age?
Well,
I was going to say, not a book. Like Mother, Like Daughter.
Yeah. I wish I liked books more, but I just
like self-help books.
Yeah. I've tried lately to get more into them, but I'm honestly just trying to stick with the Bible, to be truthful, because that needs to be an accomplishment.
Or even like type of movie. I know it's hard to choose like
any. No, movie. Like when I was growing up, young, I remember Grease being like my favorite movie. Such and I remember, movie. I mean, I remember, this is funny, I remember acting it out. I'd go in my playroom and the TV would be on and I'd dress like, what's her name? Sandy. I would dress like her.
I have a friend playing Sandy in Grease right now. And a friend who's
shout
playing
out
Danny,
just to guys, both
and
of
a friend
them.
Who's playing Rizzo. Just
the whole, in different shows though.
Well, the Rizzo and the Sandy are together. And then in another production, the guy's playing Danny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that was, yeah, probably if I had to just say like a childhood favorite movie, that was something from my childhood that I just loved. I'm sure there were others I could go back and think of. And
mine's
stuff.
The Lorax right now. That's my favorite movie. It's The Lorax. It goes The Lorax, Forrest Gump, and The Grinch. It was Lorax, The Grinch, and then Forrest Gump, but then I realized I would watch Forrest Gump before I'd watch The Grinch. And then, yeah. Anyways, I have two questions. Well, the first one is, how did your parents change after they retired? But I'm sure that really only goes for Papa. But then I'm like, did Papa ever really retire?
Well, he went from his retirement to a smaller kind of job that was still work. And then he did fully retire from that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But not, you know, he wasn't here much longer after from that. Like, I mean, he passed away. He didn't have a lot of full-time retirement, I'll say.
Anyways, so how did they change after retirement?
Because
Mama didn't go to school. She stayed and was a mom.
She put Dad through school, actually. Right. She worked so he could go to college.
Right.
So she kind of paid.
Helped, and also raised kids.
And raised kids because they had kids alone. In college alone.
Well,
so,
not alone, but basically.
Well, yeah, while he was doing things. So, yeah, she worked and did all that. And, I think all I can remember her saying is when Dad retired, I remember her calling me one day saying, I think I need to get a job. And it was so funny because she said, you know, you do that for however many years, forever, and she had her own life schedule at home, her home life, while he was at work, and he now was at home in her office, so to speak, all day, and he would just want to know everything she was doing every second of the day, not like anything.
Lost puppy.
Yeah, he just sort of was like, well, when are you going to be back, or what are you doing, or where are you going? And she's like, oh my gosh, I think I need to go back to work. I don't know if I can live like this. Mm-hmm. So they had a little adjustment period, but you know, every phase of life takes a little adjustment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they did more going to the beach, but they were pretty much, they were good to be apart and good to be together. But like, she would want to be with the kids more than, I mean, he wanted to be, but he couldn't do it as long as she could. Like, he's more like, this is my time frame and then I'm done. Mom could live with us
she
forever.
She grew the stamina of being able to be around kids for a long time.
It's a lot of different in guys and girls anyway. Yeah. It tends to be like, I'm not saying every father or every mother lives that way, but it's pretty common for mothers to have a higher threshold for that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, they were pretty, I don't know if I saw huge, huge differences. There were some struggles when he retired, though, because
I feel like that goes with anybody, though.
He had
a
struggles.
Big change, like work, and then,
I mean, going from a workaholic
to
nothing.
I feel like that's going to be me.
You're going to, you'll have to have.
I'm already preparing, though, when I'm 20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already preparing for the shift of retirement, and I'm 20, so I think
I'll
be okay.
Saying, just like that thing I told you this morning, God created us for labor, leisure, and love. So that was from that.
But I'm also like, there was someone I follow posted something and they were like, I want to retire at 25. And I was kind of like, I don't know. Like, I want to work.
Yeah.
Like, I want to, you know, not to work to make money, but like, I like getting up and feeling motivated to go like do something I love. And I'm lucky that like I'm pursuing a dream that I love. But even if I like, there are going to be seasons, I'm an actor, like I'm not always going to be employed in a show. Like I'm going to have to work a normal job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I would still rather do that than like retire at this point. Like I'd rather do that than not do anything. Now I'd rather like probably start my own business or like do something like that where I can kind of build my own schedule. But like, I still want to work. Like, I love the idea of being able to work, but not like work my whole day away. You know, I want to enjoy life too, but working is enjoying life, I feel like.
I think
if you have the right mindset about it.
I think a lot of times, or a lot today, young adults want to work, but really want to have their own business because they want it to be on their own terms.
Right.
I think that's it, because you want to like travel, or I want to do, or I want to kind of want to have the best of both worlds a little bit. Like, I want to be.
I just like the thought of being my own boss, because It's like, I just, I'm a control freak, I guess. Like, I really want to, which I feel like this is a generational thing. Like, my generation is like, build your own platform, like, start your own. But I really, I mean, I guess I've fallen a victim to it, but I love the thought of being able to do that and, like, building a brand and starting a whole thing. Like, that would be so cool, but first I gotta get rich and famous from being an actor, so.
And God's plan. God's plan.
No, it's all in God's plan, and if I pray for the desires of my heart to be shown to me, then I'm gonna be a happy camper.
And you know what's funny?
What?
Is praying for that, you might even find desires of your heart that you didn't even know were there.
Well, yeah, which is hopefully...
You never know.
I really never know. Maybe he's going to throw a huge curveball in there and then
you
I'm going to be
you just never
like
know.
Like, I don't know, bodybuilder or something.
I'm just guessing.
Myself being a bodybuilder.
Yeah, I'm just guessing that's not the curveball.
I could see myself, if I wasn't an actor, being like a van girly and going around the world in a van. I feel like I would be so cool.
There's no telling.
If there was one job you could work right now, what would it be?
One job that I could work?
Yeah, just anything.
Oh, I've said this just recently. If I could have one job that I could do, I would love to go around and talk to people about Jesus.
So missionary.
And tell stories. And tell story. I would
so
love.
Missionary.
I mean, I don't.
Guys, you heard it here first. Mom is called to mission. To be.
I didn't
missionary.
Say I was called. I just said
she's called.
Like
to ministry field.
When you hear people and their job
send
is.
Send me any opportunities that you may
no.
have for my mother.
When you hear people speaking about God and spreading the love of Jesus and doing that every day, and that's like their mission, and they do it, but they also get paid. It's like their livelihood. I think that's cool.
Why don't you go do it? Go do it.
Because.
Respond to the call.
Well, that's just what I thought was cool. Just because I think
so
it's cool.
Maybe you should start an Instagram and just put out little videos and then you can reach people.
Oh my gosh, I would be so silly on
I
videos.
I would help you.
Oh my goodness.
I could help you. I kind of know what I'm doing.
Yeah, kind of know.
A little bit.
All
right, well, you guys heard it here first. My mother wants to go travel the world and tell people about Jesus. So if you know somebody in need of someone who would go somewhere... On a mission trip or something.
No, I think it's cool. I don't even know missions. Like women. Like I love talking to people that are like the stage down from me that are just in the middle with their, you know, middle elementary school age. And they come to me and ask me questions. I'm like, oh my gosh, I could tell you all these like mistakes and different things and good things and bad things and how I would do what I would do the same, what I would do different. But most of it. Making sure you incorporate, like when I started doing the prayer with y'all and started doing that stuff with y'all, it was like, wow, this is awesome. Like I would not give up that time for anything because I feel like that is building foundation. And there's a lot of parents that I've shared that with. They're like, oh yeah, we haven't done that. They just do their prayers and go to bed. And I'm like, no, that time is valuable. Like it's just different things, like sharing little nuggets of things and things that people shared with me that helped me with y'all. You know,
Mom could write a book on how to be a mother.
Well, I don't
Mom
know
was
that.
Made to mother.
I do feel like God,
mother, her own
God
kids.
Gave me that one gift, yeah. Maybe, but I don't know that I'm. It doesn't mean you're perfect at it, and you do mess
Still
up.
Still a little bit mad that you didn't adopt, but it's gonna be okay.
It was in a thought process at one time.
Oh, you would have.
And still, probably, if somebody came up to my door,
I was gonna say. Okay, you heard it here first. Listen,
I'm going to go talk.
Mom
I'm gonna
would
go
literally take any child in with open arms if they showed up on her door. I mean, my mom is the
I love children and people.
Caring mother.
Both. So sweet.
See, now I'm hyping you up.
Thanks.
Because I'm balancing it out from the beginning of this podcast.
Thank you, Abby.
Anyways, on that note.
We don't have any more questions?
I mean, we do, but it's 45 minutes already.
Oh, darn. Like, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Maybe we'll do a part two.
Hey,
if you want to do a part two, let me know.
This would be my bad part about being a speaker, though, because I would just sit there, and
That's
people
true.
Would be in the audience, and I'd be like, wait, hold on. I have more.
Well,
maybe it's a weekend thing, and I go, let them have breaks and go have lunch. Then
like
you can come back, and it's like a retreat.
Okay, so whenever Mom and I do our How to Raise Children episode, we're also going to plan out my mom's future. Even though we just talked about following God's plan, we're actually just going to write the plan ourselves,
Hey, wait. I got another pod thing I want to do.
What?
No, this is for me because when I had all those God moments between you moving to Texas and Morgan and her wedding, it was so much in this tiny little span of the biggest things in both of my daughters' lives at the same time. Like, that was the biggest thing both of y'all had ever gone through.
Yeah.
And there were God moments. Like, I have never felt his presence so, like, in my face, like I could touch him. And it was the coolest thing from beginning to end. But the cool thing about it wasn't all just roses and a walk in the park. There were tough times through it all, but he kept just showing me and kept just, it was just great. And I've had people, when I tell the stories, they're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. You need to write a book. And I'm like, oh, I hate books. Don't like to write. I'm all that kind of stuff. So then I'm like, maybe we can just, to get all my feel, my, like, all my
audio book.
Maybe we just have an audio of my whole God moments of that time. Because it was, there were
maybe you should start a podcast.
Evie.
What?
I think you're really good at podcasts.
You know how to do it.
No, I
don't. You could have a podcast. I could have a podcast. That would be really cool. And the silence means that you like the idea.
No, that's like scary.
Okay, I'm going to put out a lot of polls on my Instagram for my mother's future and what she should do and all of these things. And you guys are going to have to vote on them. And then I'm going to show her the people want this out of you.
Oh my God.
Then we'll pray. Actually, we'll pray about it first.
No.
Jesus. We'll pray about it during. We'll pray about it after. And I think my mom should start a podcast.
And we're just going to have, we just have fun in the meantime.
I think my mom should start a podcast.
I think.
Who's with me?
I think I love you, Abby.
Okay, I actually have to end this because
she'll keep talking.
Even though it's almond milk in my coffee, I still am feeling something. So on that note, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Mom, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you. This was fun.
It was so fun. I hope you guys learned a lot about my mom, and now we're going to pressure her to go on a mission trip and start a podcast. So that's our goal for today. Totally kidding, but kind of not. I love you all so much, and Jesus loves you, and...
And I love you.
And she does love you.
I do.
And that is true. And that's
life.
You're so good at that now.
Thank you so much for listening to That's Life Pod. You are now a hashtag That's Per Lifer. You are part of the potty people because we are always having a potty with the potty squad. That was weird. Anyways, if you want to find out more, go on Instagram, head over to That's Life Potty, P-O-D-D-Y, because you are now part of the potty people. I really need to stop with this joke. If you want to find out even more, you can head over to the YouTube, That's Life Pod. There is a link in the Instagram bio with a link tree for more information on everywhere you can stream. Thank you so much for listening.
I love you, Jesus loves you, and that's life.